7 and after 7 after. Where did that come from? 7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug, she's Roberta, he's Richie, and she's Mary Lou. Mary Lou Henner is back with us again. The last time Mary Lou was here, we were talking about fitness. One of the things that I admire about her, and Mary Lou is epitomizes the healthy lifestyle. That's one of the things that's a big thing for me. And on this program, we talk a lot, Mary Lou, about fitness, health in general, because I think it leads to happiness. And I'm interested in happiness for everybody. If you're not healthy, you are not happy.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I see sometimes people are so crabby, and I'm thinking that's because they're spending all their time digesting.
Yeah.
You know? Digestion takes so much energy.
Yeah.
And if they're eating bad foods and not taking care of themselves, they're probably walking around, you know, feeling kind of sour from everything, from their attitude to their stomach, you know. So,
who doesn't remember Mary Lou from Taxi and Evening Shade? Best-selling author, 8 books on health and fitness and lifestyle. That's kind of cool. And I think the last time you were here, I had noticed that you've always been in what I consider to be wonderful. And I don't want to sound like a sexist here, but you have had a beautiful...
Hold on, Mary Lou. Here we go.
Okay, buckle your seatbelt.
He's going to ask you to be a co-host.
No, I've always thought that she had a beautiful body.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
But the last time...
You all hold it against him, will you?
No, I hope so.
He's hoping so.
I was worried about you because you seemed thin the last time I saw you.
Oh, you think so?
A little too
thin.
When
did you see me? Well, maybe that was right after Celebrity Apprentice. Oh, my gosh. We lost so much weight in such a short period of time. Oh, it was crazy. You're right. No, but
yeah.
I've been around the same weight for many, many years.
A gentleman never asks a woman how much she weighs.
Oh, I never mind lying. I never mind telling you things about my weight.
Yeah.
No, never. I'm always between 120 and 124. Today I was 122 and a half.
Really?
So, you know, yeah.
And how tall are you?
Roundabout.
I'm 5'7".
So that's a little thin.
That's a great weight. Oh, my God.
No, it's, you know what, I'm small boned. I only wear size 7, 7 and a half shoe. I have small wrists. So anything else. But I used to weigh 174 pounds at one time in my life. And I had put on a lot of weight after my father died at 52 of a heart attack. And then when my mom passed away at 58 of arthritis, complications from arthritis, I just said, I'm not going to eat my feelings. I'm going to eat up information. So I became the real student of health. Mm-hmm. That was many years ago. And since that time, you know, except when I was pregnant with my kids and breastfeeding, I lost weight breastfeeding. So I've been kind of the same kind of healthy weight for me.
All right, so Mary Lou Henner is here on Good Day, and a lot of the times that she is on, she loves to talk about health and well-being. But the other thing you're known for, beside all of this television and movie work, is your mind. And I don't know that we did talk about this the last time you were here.
We did not.
I have a book that's coming out in the spring, so I'm going to be doing a lot of, you know, I'm going to come back hopefully and talk to you guys about all of that for sure. Yeah, it's been quite a journey ever since the 60 Minutes last December. My whole life has changed completely new career. I'm consultant on the new show Unforgettable, which is on CBS.
Ah, what a great show that is.
Yeah. And I'm doing a part on it, so I'll be coming to New York to do that. And, you know, and I'm always saying, you know, people are always saying to me, what's the next frontier for you and what's the next health frontier? And so lately I've been talking a lot about oral health because I think that's the next movement.
You have a great smile and great teeth. Isn't that the great line when men walk up to you and they look at you? Oh, Mary Lou, you have such a wonderful smile. Can I look at your teeth?
Well, I never heard that one. I usually hear other things. But,
bad breath is nothing worse than bad breath, and it's
and
brought about
digestion. Yes, digestion. It's you know, and also bad oral hygiene. You know, I mean, what I keep trying to tell people is that, you know, people think that pink in your sink. You know, you brush your teeth, you floss. You use the little gum stimulator, and then you have blood. It's like, that's just normal. No, it's not normal.
Uh-uh.
That's the start of gingivitis. Get it.
Right.
It's not. And, you know, I think that we just have to pay more attention to that. And now that we're giving more respect to the mouth because it's the gateway to our health, it's connected to so many other things, I think that people are starting to get more aware. So they need the information that, you know, pink is not normal. We have to change that. It's not just because we're getting older, or even little kids. I mean, kids are afraid to brush their teeth because they're or floss because they feel like, oh, there's going to be blood. It's not normal for anybody. You have to do it often enough, and you have to use good products to make sure, you know, to make sure that that doesn't happen. And I teamed up with Crest Toothpaste because I'm a Crest girl from way back growing up in Chicago, and they have this great new product. It's, you know, Crest Pro Health Clinical Gum Protection Toothpaste. It works great, and it can reverse it in 4 weeks. And
reverse the pink stuff, reverse the problems of having pink after you brush or after you use floss or after. I have these little picks that I use to try to keep the food
out.
Oh, yeah, that's great. You know, and the gold gum massager, that's like yoga, and flossing is like aerobics. So you need both. You need a combination. That's a good way to remember it. And I also keep telling people, when you're standing there, brush your teeth for 2 minutes and just kind of get into it. And, you know, because I do so much work in memory now, I keep saying, use those 2 minutes to sort of go back over your day or your memories or whatever, so you can multitask.
So here's the question, Mary Lou.
Yes.
Are you a soft bristle girl or a medium bristle girl or a hard bristle girl?
Bristles definitely soft to medium.
Soft to medium.
Now, you're heavy, the hard stuff's not good for your gums. Yeah.
No, you don't sign, you know. And also, I kind of like taking my time. I'm a slow hand, soft bristle kind of girl.
Oh, wow, that's sexy. You know that?
All right, can I go back with you to Unforgettable for a minute?
Sure.
Something about Poppy Montgomery. And what she's done, she had a baby after she was in, with those who don't remember, Without a Trace. She was the love interest for Eric Close's character and for LaPaglia's character. She was just, she was lovable, and that was a good show. And then she somehow or other got connected to this show. And whatever she's done, and again, I don't want to sound like a sexist, but she's done to her body that is, she looks terrific.
You know what, I think there's something about having a baby, because I think I felt the same way after I had my kids. There's something that gets juicier about you, you know, there's something very, you know, womanly and stuff, and I, you know, it's great. I mean, it, you know, and also, I think that just raising your kids is such a wonderful energy boost. It makes you happy. There's something about it. I mean, talk about being healthy. It's a healthy attitude.
So did somebody try to get you?
I love her.
Yeah, I think she's fantastic.
Oh,
somebody
we just fell in love with each other. We become friends.
Really?
The show.
Yeah. Did somebody try to get you to play that part? Because it is kind of you.
They play up the more depressed side of the character. I mean, although it's kind of changing the more I've been involved with the show. No, the show was cast before I was involved with
really?
It.
Really?
So, and also 1 hour dramas that, you know, and it takes place in New York. I have two teenage boys. Someone's got to be home minding the store.
So, Mary Lou, before you have to leave, I have to ask you, for those who don't know, you have this amazing ability to be able to recall and remember every single moment in your life.
Yes, I mean, you know, it comes up sooner or later within like a minute.
Do you remember being on the show? With us before? I mean, you've been on the show 3 or 4 times.
I've been on the show a few times, but it was like different days. So, you know, it's like, and I remember where I was when I was talking to you guys last, and it was actually in this one spot in my house. So, yes, I remember that.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing.
That is absolutely amazing.
Somebody on another show just said to me, well, you were in Detroit a few years ago and you were on with Larry King, and I went, okay, that was Friday, January 6, 1995. And I just pulled that one out of nowhere, and then I went, oh, yeah, it was Friday, January 6, 1995, because things just come up. It's like going to selected scenes on a DVD, and it's right there. Mm-hmm. So I have to come in the studio, though.
All right,
you can see that I'm not too skinny.
All right. Yeah, that's what I want. Next time, we got to do that.
And brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth.
No pink in the sink.
All right, Mary Lou. Thank you. Take good care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye,
Mary Lou. com. MARILU.
She's so cool.
com. She's very cool. And she's very sexy. I hope it doesn't sound sexist.
How old is she?
She's very sexy. No, she's not going to think that's sexist.
Mid-50s, isn't she? Early to mid-50s.
Let me look. I would have to think that she's 53, 54, something like that. Maybe even...
But I'm not kidding about Poppy Montgomery. What a wonderful, what an attractive woman.
Down boy.
Oh, she is attractive. And yes, Mary Lou is, too. And it's nice that they're working together. It is funny. I didn't know that, and I don't watch the crowds because I'm usually falling asleep. But I'm. It was funny because
she's 59 years old.
Is she 59? God bless her. The idea of this show, when I first saw it, I thought about Mary Lou, and I didn't really think of her as being involved in the program. I thought of her. That's what the show is all about. Somebody who doesn't forget anything, remembers everything.
That's remarkable.
She sees.
I can't remember what I did last night. Yeah.
I can't remember what we did 20 minutes ago, and mm-hmm. she can remember. I saw
How
her on a show, and she can remember if they say. They can pull an event out of her life, and she can tell them exactly when, it, what day, what time,
Good
what
Lord.
She said. She can recount. She was on with Barbara Walters or something. She recounted a conversation that they had verbatim.
Mm. Yeah. Amazing. 18 after on Good Day.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed
That's right.
her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Buying a new living room set shouldn't be stressful.
It should be relaxing.
Well, at Rent-A-Center it is, because you never have to worry about going into deep credit card debt.
Because you don't need a credit card, and there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're always at ease.
Could you please pass me my Snuggie?
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 7-piece Ashley living room sets at a special low price and all worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
Hi, I'm Angela Brawley with WellPoint. It's a sad fact that millions of babies are born too soon each year. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Help us raise awareness to give more babies a healthy start in life. Learn and do more at marchofdimes.com.
With economic news getting worse each day, are you ready for the hard times ahead? This is Bill Hyde with a special self-reliance report. Studies show that in a true crisis, 8 out of 10 people will remain sheep-like and passive, frozen like deer in the headlights of an oncoming car, waiting for others to help. 1 out of 10 will actually panic and endanger family and friends as they melt down under pressure. And only 1 out of 10 will take swift and decisive action when the going gets tough, dramatically increasing their chances of survival. That's why I'm excited to announce we've published a new book called Ready for Anything. It's a must-read for anyone who wants to increase their chances of survival in the coming hard times ahead. To read more about this important new book, go to readyforanything.com. That's readyforanything.com. Take swift and decisive action by getting your copy today at readyforanything.com. That's readyforanything.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away.
All right, we are into one of our frequent exercises here on the DSGDP. You know what that is, Richie?
Doug Stephan Good Day Program.
Very good, Richie.
I had to think about the P.
I know you did. Roberta never has to think about the P.
I just went, thank you very much.
Okay, so what we do here is play snippets from the top five songs from this week in a given year and ask you to identify the artist and the song. Number five this week was this gentleman with this song. I think it's pretty well... I think this is an easy list. Richie's not sure he agrees with me. We'll find out. Is everything okay? We got phones that'll work so that we can get people to call us at 800-510-8255 for a swell Doug Stephan prize. Identify these songs. So this is number five. We move to number four now. This is easy. I was at the height of my disc jockey career, had the number one program in Boston on FM 105, Richie.
You peaked.
I peaked with a Sunday morning countdown show, not like the one I do now. A music, I had the top, what was it, top 40? Top 30 or top 40 songs in Boston in the early 70s. I've got goosebumps now. Right now,
your sign off. So until next time, keep your feet in the cow patties and keep reaching for the udders.
No, I should have thought of that.
Yeah.
All right, so this is number four from a group universally identified with this kind of music and a song that was an easy number one for them.
A duo.
Yeah, as a duo, as a matter of fact, right. And her voice, the best voice ever in pop music.
Silky soft.
Ever, 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 in my opinion.
Like butter.
Yep. Okay, number three song from this week in 1971. By the way, one of the little-known facts, this would make a great 2020 News Quiz question. This lady who sings this song was the first true love, so says Steve Jobs, in his life. His first serious girlfriend was this lady. All right. Did you know that, Richie?
It was a short thing, but yeah. Yeah, they dated.
Fling-a-ding.
Fling-a-ding.
All right, so who's this? Crank it up, Richie. It's a great, great song. Great story. And one day she said, remember this, to me, Roberta?
Yep, I sure do.
Virgil, quick, come see.
There goes the Robert E. Lee. Never heard this song.
I don't mind. I'm shopping.
All right, so that's number three. A lot of prejudice about this woman because of her political points of view. That's, still don't know how to sing this kind of song. Great folk artist. This guy is just a big, big pop guy and a happy, friendly fella.
Oh, my goodness.
He was a teenager. And this song was the number one song for him. A remake of a song that had been made 10 years earlier. Steve Lawrence, if I'm not mistaken. I think it was Steve Lawrence.
One of the nicest people.
Very nice guy.
You will ever chat with in your life.
Yeah. Just very he's been paired with John Tesh now on the radio. So who is this and what's the name of this song? Number two. 1971 is in the focus, and this was the number one song during this week in 1971. This is, I believe, the first number one smash for this guy.
No.
Wasn't it?
No.
What was the first number one smash for this guy?
When he was with Faces.
Oh, well, I'm talking about On His Own.
Look, I'm not sure.
All right, anyway, who's this? This is pretty easy. All right, let's review them quickly, Richie. You only have 30 seconds.
No sunshine.
Number five. Number four.
Don't you remember you told me you love me, baby.
Number three. Number two. And number one, all right, help yourself to 800-510-8255. Identify the songs, and you get the prize. Michael McMaster up next as well on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, the Occupy Wall Street protesters have gained large amounts of support despite a lack of traditional media coverage after turning to social media. Twitter, Facebook, and Tumblr are being used to organize supporters, document police action, and bring accountability to the movement. In other news, the FCC unveiled a proposal that hopes to bring universal broadband coverage by the end of the decade. The plan would reappropriate funds for telephone service to investments toward broadband infrastructure. Unserved areas could see high-speed internet as early as next year. And finally, if you've bought a Special Offers Kindle, you can now remove Amazon's ads at a cost. On your Kindle, go to the Manage Your Devices page and click Unsubscribe to Special Offers. Depending on your model, it'll cost you between $30 and $40 to make your Kindle ad-free. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
At the Home Depot, you always get better carpet at a better price. Plus, right now, you can get special financing, so you get the beautiful new carpet you want today. You get lifetime stain and installation warranties, and a guaranteed low price on the carpet, the pad, and installation. So bottom line, you won't find a better bottom line anywhere else, with better carpet at a better price. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. Only store for details.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We won't just sell you a few cans of oil. No, we'll sell you a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil for just $13.99 after $7 mail-in rebate. Then, we'll throw in a Purolator Classic oil filter free. If wrestling a live bear would help us get you a better deal, we'd do it while wearing salmon cologne. Service is our best part. Pre-rebate price, $20.99.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Now we're at 33 after the hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Michael McMaster will join us in a moment, but before we get to that, we have aired the top five songs from this week in 1971 and are looking to see if you can identify those songs. Michael will take one more quick trip through them, so those who may not have been around the last 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 minutes. We have, as usual, when we do this, and we do it, once a month or so, pick the top five songs from any given week. This is 1971, and so we go number five. Here's a gentleman who had a couple of hits, just
ain't
a snippet.
No sunshine when she's
all right,
gone.
So that's number five. This is number four.
It's not a war.
Don't you remember you told me you loved me, baby?
One word title of the song. Number three. All right, number two. Who's this guy? What's the name of this song? And then number one.
Wake up, Maggie, I think I got.
All right, so that's your last chance to hear the songs. Now you identify them for the prize. Number five, artist and title, please. Number four, same thing. Three, two, and one. We got them all there in order. You get the correct order and the correct IDs, you win the prize. Help yourself. 800-510-8255. While we visit with Michael McMaster, Michael is one of these people who is an inspiration. He's been working for decades with people, inspiring them, helping them, motivating them, all kinds of help in different ways, whether it's health, whether it's wealth, whether it's relationships, that sort of thing. I don't know if you heard, Michael, a few minutes ago we had Mary Lou Henner on, who is an accomplished actress, has a neat life, and has shared a lot of things. She's a helper, too. That's one of the things, if you don't get that, ladies and gentlemen, about what I'm trying to do here, I'm all about helping you, helping your mind, helping your body, helping you hopefully to be happier in your relationships, helping you to make a little more money here and there. So I went to her website, Michael, which is MaryLou.com. And I looked at it, and I thought, you know, there, my friend Uri Geller calls it synchronicity. The fact that you were coming on, what I would have been smart doing had I thought it through is put you on with her, because the two of you would have made an interesting combination. Remember when I put you on with Uri, we had a very interesting conversation, because most people that I'm attracted to anyway have a similar message, and it really is. The message is about help and hope. We are all here to help, and the hope that is derived by opening people's minds to things, that's really what I find most inspiring. So I looked at some of her archives, and you know, she's basically saying the same sort of common sense thing. If you listen to Andrea Metcalf, who's our fitness expert here on the program, I just go through all of them. Eat well. Nothing messes with your emotions and complicates. Say it again, Doug. Nothing messes with your emotions and complicates your life more than a sugar high, constipation, and breakouts. I looked at that and I sort of chuckled. But isn't that so true?
I can eat different foods. I'm not a vegetarian. I eat meat because in certain meats have certain proteins and that my body actually needs it and I actually feel better.
Yeah.
But, you know, I can feel the difference in eating different kinds of foods, how it changes me emotionally. Yeah. And it changes your mood.
Yeah, I guess it does. I'm not a carnivore. I haven't eaten meat for a long, long time. Right. I don't think it's good for you, but I also don't eat it more because the cows are my friends and I don't eat my friends.
Friends, right.
But, you know, there's a lot to be said for flesh as much as it is. I'm uncomfortable thinking I'm biting into something's flesh. But you're right. There are things there that you need a lot of. But you can get a lot of the same things out of lentils and vegetables and that sort of thing. But the point is, find what your body needs. I think that's what you're saying.
Absolutely. People don't understand what food actually is for. It's actually to give the body energy, fuel.
Right. Yep.
And so if you eat the right, you know, like lentils and green things and all like this, that gives you fuel, which makes you feel better, which gives you a lot more energy, and it keeps your body healthy. But people, they see food, I think, and especially in these days, as something that's more the comfort for them.
Yes, yeah.
Because they hear this, you know, people having comfort food.
Right, yeah, they're distressed or depressed or whatever it is, so they eat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Another thing that she says is to take time for yourself. Turn off the news, put aside things that are not pressing, and in a way have a daily retreat. She says you need to become a member of the ever grateful class. Another phrase, grateful, thankful. Those words go well, and some people choke on those words, but that's because they don't get it, right? Well, I mean, you put it out and you get it back again kind of thing.
Well, that's exactly right, Doug, because it's actually a spiritual law. Whatever you are grateful for in your life, it actually increases in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you are grateful for the love that you have around you, or, say, for the money that you have in your life, or whatever else it may be, it increases. You gain more of that. And the same thing, that anything that you dislike or hate or despise, whatever, that will increase in your life as well.
Yeah.
So if you take 5 minutes each day and be grateful for what you have in your life, you'll notice your life improving over time.
She also says, I think this is great, save the drama for your mama. Don't gossip. Don't share unpleasantness. Don't exchange anything that will bring you or other people down. Always think higher, not lower. Brilliant again.
Yeah, it's raising the consciousness of humanity. And I think, you know, I try to do that in certain ways. Obviously, she tries to do that in certain ways to raise that consciousness so that it benefits everybody. You know, whatever you know, I believe in karma in certain ways. And whatever you put out there and whatever you say about other people, it comes back to you. The only person that's going to end up hurting is you.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
I think
it's
better,
you know, to
that's
the, do
so
the opposite.
100% right on. Okay, and one of the other things that she suggests is that you have plenty of sex. And as much as that is, well, I mean, under the circumstances, there's a chuckle that goes with that. But the other side of it is extraordinarily healthy for the body at all ages to have as much sex as possible. That's just the way it is. The body responds. The best things that are going on in your body go on in your body when you are having sex.
It's an emotional release.
Yeah.
That's one aspect of it. And so, you know, we build up certain emotions in our body, and nature designed it this way so that we can release these emotions this way.
Yeah.
So it is the most natural thing to do to be able to bring the body back into harmony emotionally again.
Yep. Harmony is very important. Now, let me spend a minute here in terms of inspiration. Michael has at his website, Michael sam-mcmaster.com, a series of CDs that will help you program your life very well. And I suggest that you go to his website. You can, if you can't remember michael-mcmaster.com, go to dougsteffen.com, click on Michael's picture in the contributors box, and you'll find a list of all of them and the ways they can help you out. And there are always new ones being delivered. In terms of inspiration, I think that because Steve Jobs is on everybody's mind so much this week, right. He came from your neck of the woods, the right. Inventor, the man, he's being made out to be almost godlike, which of course he wasn't, but he certainly right. was in the same league as Edison and Ford and so many other great inventors that have marked American history, and he's a guy from whom we can learn a lot, right?
Oh, boy, I'm so glad you brought that up. You know, Steve Jobs has this wonderful ability that all of us have but we don't use. And I don't know if I've mentioned it on this show or not. The reason why that he could do what he was able to do is because he focused on the solution.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and if we could get our minds to do the same thing rather than be worried about the problem, which he didn't, we focus on the solutions that we need in our life. We'll attract those solutions into our life. In the same way he attracted these brilliant ideas and brought them down to a practical reality.
Yeah.
I mean, if we can learn anything from him, we can learn that.
Solutions. Wonderful. Now, you have at your website as well the $1 million in a million days. Good, Doug. $1 million in a 100-day challenge. What's that about?
Yeah, basically, you take 100 of my CDs, and if you can sell 100 of them a day at $100 for 100 days, you make $1 million, I take 10% of it.
This is simple. This is really a very simple principle. Involves selling, and it's an opportunity to sell something that's good for people. You're helping them out. Why not? Help yourself.
No, exactly. It'll change your life. You don't have to do it in 100 days. You can take a year to do it, but it'll change your life.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right, so check out Michael's website, michael-mcmaster.com, for all these ways to help yourself out. Inspiration personified. Michael, always great to talk to you. Have a wonderful weekend. It is 16 before the hour. Before we get to Dr. Ken, no one, and I think this is because of the fun. I probably ought not to have done this, but these songs were cool, and I thought we'd have a little fun with me. And if we don't get somebody to identify them because I can't figure out how to get through on the phone, here are the top five songs from 1971. At number five, I'd never liked this song, by the way. Never, ever liked it. As a disc jockey, I would try to stay away from playing it because I just thought it was a downer. Bill Withers and Ain't No Sunshine. Mike, are you going to play these or am I going to sing to myself? Here, what are we doing with...
Ain't no sunshine when she...
That's Bill Withers at number five. Number four...
Don't you remember you told
me... Song that was called Superstar, done by Karen and Richard Carpenter. At number three... Joan Baez, The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down. Great folk song, been around for a long, long time. She brought it to life, though. Donny Osmond had the number two song, The Go Away, Little Girl. And then there was Rod Stewart, who made it to number one with Maggie May. All right, those were the top five songs this week, 1971. The top five medical stories of the day coming up from Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Mark Twain once said that the secret of success was making your vocation your vacation. And I can't think of anything I'd rather do than save folks money on their car insurance with GEICO. I'm proud to have helped millions of drivers save and save big. Hundreds of dollars a year. Come to think of it, my bosses say I should take a vacation. I'll probably go to the beach, get a little sun, see if anyone needs to save money on their car insurance. There I go again.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus. Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Jay Farner at Quicken Loans. You know, we've been talking for years about how great mortgage interest rates are, but what's happening right now is something truly special. Having been in the mortgage business for nearly 20 years, I've never seen anything like this. Over the last 40 or 50 years, we haven't seen anything like this. Rates are shockingly low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Take the 5 minutes and call Quicken Loans today at 800-401-0027. We'll walk you through the process, and if it makes sense, we'll help you lock in that rate and close on a new mortgage. And if it doesn't make sense, you'll know you took the time to make sure you weren't missing out. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. Or go to QuickenLoans.com. Don't let this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity pass you by. Call now to see how Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is the master of medical knowledge here on the program. Some interesting advice for men. The advice has always been, make sure you get the checkup and your screening. Now, no?
Doug, from the same government group that recommended women not to get those mammograms at age 40 and wait till age 50. Yeah. This morning, they're telling men not to get a PSA.
Yeah, because?
Well, this is going to be so controversial because what they're saying is that it creates more impotence, more costly procedures.
Impotence in what way? Because somebody does a digital rectal exam or the what is the PSA? Is a blood test. How does it create impotence?
PSA is a blood test that can diagnose prostate cancer, benign enlargement of the prostate, or inflammation and infection of the prostate.
So these people are out of their minds, basically.
Well, this is I don't think,
it's
a great
more
decision.
BS from the government. Okay. Children and sports-related.
Talk to your doctor. Don't take this as the gospel. If you want a PSA, even the American Cancer Society this morning is saying that your doctor should still do it.
Right. Children suffering from head-related injuries, big. This is more and more and more in the forefront. Everybody needs to be thinking about this.
60% increase in kids presenting to the ER in the last decade. This is out of the CDC. Yes, Doug, this is a big problem.
Yeah. Okay. The vitamin D. There have been a couple of things this week about vitamin C and vitamin D news. Yes?
Exactly. This is out of Cancer Causes Control, that people with sensitive skin may be less, may be getting less vitamin D from the sun. People with pale skin, Doug, they tend to be more prone to sunburns and skin cancer, so they often take steps to avoid the sun. They slather on the sunscreen, and they're just not getting enough of the sun. They may need more vitamin D.
Hmm. A dementia link that looks interesting.
If you are noted by your own abilities to judge your own health, to judge yourself as in poorer health, it's more likely that you're going to be getting dementia. This is out of the medical journal Neurology. It just seems people overall in good general health have less likelihood of getting dementia. The risk factors that we think about for heart disease, the good health, the good diet, the good exercise, all help reduce the risk of dementia.
Ah, that's pretty interesting stuff. All right, lots of interesting and important news here. It's Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the medical expert on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 51 after the hour.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
What a wonderful, varied career Eric Clapton has had. Amazing. Starting off as that guitarist, friend of George Harrison. If you have a chance, there's it's new because I haven't seen this before, a profile of George Harrison and other Beatles, story of how they got together, influences, and then their breakup. And prominently featured are some sessions that they did with Eric Clapton, and how he went to George Harrison's house. I can remember this because when Uri and I took a walk to George Harrison's house, sort of it was nighttime, but I was visualizing Eric Clapton going in, and the two of them would get together, and they, wherever they were, they'd bring their guitars, and they didn't ever talk. Clapton explains they rarely ever had a conversation about anything. They just sit down and play the guitars, and that's where this song. Although there are a lot of influences in his own life, he says that Harrison helped him a lot with this song, and then Harrison's My Sweet Lord came as a result of the two of them, Clapton and Harrison, sitting on Harrison's farm, and it was a morning that was, they said, magnificent, and he was thanking God for the morning, and that's when they started with the chords and the guitar, and that's where My Sweet Lord came from.
Interesting.
It's a great, great story. So anyway, the reason we're playing this on Movie Moments is because the song was from Phenomenon, the movie, which is a pretty interesting movie in and of itself. Song peaked on the charts during this week in 1996. So hooray for Eric Clapton and
great artist.
This music. Very good. Chucker is Gonzo. What is today? It's Friday, right?
So he's, yes.
Is he preparing for his late night thing? He's not celebrating the Jewish holidays. Early Columbus Day, not Italian.
I don't know whether he goes to New York, and then he also does these weekend movie screenings with a buddy of his that owns a local theater there. And
the story's
the Poconos.
Oh, my God. Funny stuff. He's a very interesting man. Very good guy. Yeah, very interesting. Very got a great sense of humor, and he really knows DVDs and videos and stuff. Check out his blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond. Okay, so we have a contest today, which basically, this is no heavy lifting. Should I do the contest or not with the phones the way they are? Let's try it.
It's always fun. You can play along at home.
Even if you can't get through because of the phone thing. This is from one of his best movies. This guy turned 68 tomorrow. Hard to believe he's that old. As a couple of different, I want to say, franchise movies. Maybe that helps to set this up a little bit. But as soon as you hear his voice, you know who it is. You can figure out what the movie is. 800-510-8255. Here's the first clue.
Name's Liddy. Gordon Liddy.
Got it. Got it.
That means more to you and me.
Yeah.
Because of our.
Yeah, he's walking around here somewhere.
To Liddy. Yeah, you should bring him in there and let him listen. What is that? Why did he do that in the movie? What was there? He was just trying to.
In the movie, he had all these different. He'd go undercover,
identities.
So he would always just pull a different name out of his hat. Yeah.
Right. Okay. All right, here's the. If you haven't gotten it yet, here's the second clip.
Give each other $20, okay? Put it on Underhill. Muchas gracias. Señor del Fuego.
800-510-8255. Never won before in movie moments. Give us a buzz with the right answer. You get the Doug Steffen Prize. Last clue.
You know, my kidneys feel a lot better in this position. Maybe it's just that I'm not doing any calisthenics. You know, if I did some sit-ups in the morning or bent over like this, I'd probably feel 100% better.
Moon River. 800-510-8255. You have 30 seconds to figure that out as we continue here on Good Day.
Sometimes it's good to be chubby, like when it's Clinique bonus time at Macy's. Right now, a Clinique Chubby Stick is yours free with any purchase of $21.50 or more. It's the moisturizing lip balm everyone wants. Pick strawberry or melon. Each mouthwatering color comes with a sleek eyeshadow quad to match. In all, you'll take home $60 worth of our favorites free with any Clinique purchase of $21.50 or more. Don't miss Clinique Bonus at Macy's. It couldn't be sweeter. One gift to a client, please, while supplies last.
All right, the inquiry was about a movie that I think, Richie, as I recall, this was his first starring role. So we take a shot at this. Let me just see if I'm just going to hit the phone. Hi, who's this? Hello? Nice
you
job.
Didn't, you didn't punch
I didn't hit it past that. Let me try this. Hi, who's this?
This is Rick.
Hey, Rick, what's the name of the movie?
I believe it's Fletch.
Who's the star?
Chevy Chase.
Richie, you want to tell him any more about Chevy Chase? This was sort of a franchise, wasn't it?
It was a franchise, yeah. He did a couple of them.
Like the Vacation movies, that kind of stuff.
The Foul Play stuff came before this with Goldie Hawn, though.
Okay. Yeah. All right, hold on a minute there, sir. We'll send you some Doug Steffen material. 59 after on Good Day.